what we have accomplished over the course of time. Our three countries, our three federations have hosted 13 FIFA events. Canada, of course, hosted the FIFA Women's World Cup just 2 years ago. Enormously successful World Cup for the women, and hosting in six Canadian cities across the country, and that legacy is continuing to hold on and off the field. We expect that the opportunity to host the 2026 FIFA World Cup will have an even greater impact for our country and for our partners in the United States and Mexico. Mexico, of course, has hosted the FIFA World Cup twice, and if our united bid effort is successful, we will then have Mexico hosting for the third time, which would be the most by any nation in the FIFA family. And of course, the United States hosted the FIFA World Cup in 1994, as well as the FIFA Women's World Cup, and our hosting has generated the most successful and best attended World Cups in history. 1994 FIFA World Cup in the United States remains the most attended tournament in FIFA's history. In Canada, we set records for hosting in for the FIFA Under 20 Women's World Cup in Edmonton in 2002 with over 50,000 fans watching the final match. And the FIFA Men's World Cup in 2007, the Under 20 Men's World Cup in 2007, also set records at that time. One of the legacies of that tournament is the National Soccer Stadium where the match is going to be played today. So that's an example of what can be accomplished and what legacies remain from some of those competitions. We also know that the North American public is firmly behind our bid. We recently released a poll where nearly 80% of North American adults that were surveyed supported our united bid. So it's clear that together, the three nations, the three countries, the three federations have the experience and the passion and clearly the infrastructure to play host to the world in 2026. Exciting opportunity, and we very much look forward to that. Thank you very much for attending here, and good luck to Toronto FC and Seattle Sounders on today's match. We're looking forward to that as well.
Thank you, Stephen. I'd like to introduce Decio de Maria, the president of the Mexican Football Federation. Decio.
Buenos días a todos. Me congratulo de estar aquí, de que este sábado no estemos discutiendo de quién va a ganar o quién va a perder.